Sprouts Impact. Moe FCC acts within 24 hours of expose. Ultratech, CSR scam under probe. After Sprouts, sit investigation. Coal mafia threat sparks, whistleblower protection demand nationwide. Ultratech cement. CSR scam, RS6.77. Craw fraud. River pollution exposed. Unmesh, Gujarati Sprouts, news exclusive. A central probe into Ultratech cements RS6.77. Craw CSR scam began within 24 hours of a Sprouts news expose. The investigation revealed forged claims, severe river pollution, and threats against locals, triggering demands for whistleblower protection and a forensic audit. Ultratech cement CSR scam. Exposed, RS6.77. Craw fraud, river pollution sparks central probe. Moe FCC acts in 24 hours after Sprouts news expose. Coal mafia threats trigger whistleblower protection demand. A shocking R6.77 Craw Ultratech cement CSR scam is now under a central government probe. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Moe FCC, acted within 24 hours of an exclusive investigation. The Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SET, exposed forged claims and severe pollution. This swift response highlights the power of accountable journalism in India. The ministry has ordered an immediate compliance audit for the Bicharpur coal mine. This audit will inspect all environmental clearance conditions. It will also verify corporate social responsibility promises. These commitments were made to tribal communities in Madhya Pradesh's Shahdol district. Coal mafia threats emerge after ministry. Probe order. Fear and intimidation gripped the region just as Delhi took action. A senior mine executive allegedly threatened local representatives. The threats included cutting off drinking water supplies and legal retaliation. This was an attempt to force the withdrawal of official complaints. Such intimidation after a central probe order sparked nationwide outrage. It represents a criminal obstruction of justice and democratic rights. Sprouts News has now called upon the Union Home Ministry. The demand is for immediate whistleblower protection for all involved. Local police must also monitor the situation to prevent further harassment. The Mirage of Ultratech's R6.77. Craw CSR Development. The ground investigation revealed a vast gap between claims and reality. Ultratech's corporate filings showed R6.77 crore spent on village development. This included water pipelines, sanitation units, and skill centers. No evidence of these projects was found in Sindhuri, Kalyampur, or Bicharpur. Instead, funds were allegedly diverted to non-essential activities. These included silver coin giveaways and local football tournaments. A Banaras Hindu University scientific study confirmed severe river pollution. The Myrna River showed a 19% rise in biological oxygen demand. Dissolved oxygen levels fell by 18%, proving contamination. The river, once a tribal lifeline, now runs black with coal waste. Villagers are forced to collect this contaminated water for daily use. Systemic failure in India's tribal belt oversight. This case points to a complete systemic failure in oversight mechanisms. The President's Secretariat and Tribal Affairs Ministry sent four reminders. Despite this, no on-ground verification was ever conducted. The compliance audit was triggered solely by media exposure. This reveals deep flaws in India's corporate environmental governance. The regulatory framework for CSR and mining needs urgent reform. Experts are calling for a complete overhaul of the monitoring process. Tribal communities often bear the brunt of such corporate negligence. Their voices are systematically ignored until a major scandal breaks. The road ahead: demands for justice and accountability. Sprouts News has outlined clear demands for authorities following the expose. A CBI-monitored forensic audit of the CSR funds is essential. This should use Section 135(7) of the Companies Act 2013. Environmental prosecution must begin under the EP Act 1986. The Union Home Ministry must institute a whistleblower protection framework. The safety of journalists and citizens exposing corruption is paramount. Sprouts will continue to amplify the voice of rural India, declared Editor-in-Chief Unmesh Gujarati. No intimidation or corporate nexus can silence the truth. As ministries move and investigations widen, Shardul's tribes await justice. This case has shown that fearless journalism can transform public grievance into actionable governance